Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting 6th. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Bobby Clouse. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting 8th. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. And now, play ball. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cannell for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Clouse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is hit by the pitch. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bond moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cannell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond fields it and throws to second for the out. Cannell moves to third. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bond moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Bond moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonder moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive towards short. Casco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bond. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Bond steals second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bond moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bond scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott pinch hits for Bobby Klaus. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Wayne Graham now playing third base. Willard Hunter now pitching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spangler strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Gonder and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive towards short. Casco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to second. Hal Woods hit now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cranepool trying to get to home. Spangler throws the ball into Bateman who tags Cranepool, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Christopher moves to second. Two outs. Jim Owens now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Altman moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonder strikes out. Bateman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gonder out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Bond takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Cannell covering, for the out. Bond moves to second. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn is walked intentionally. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-3 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nellie Fox pinch hits for John Bateman. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bond scores. Wynn moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.